producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to talk about today is what we've talked about in the past, but we're going to give it to you a different way. It's new information. For example, the media's most, and it is the most powerful entity on the earth. They have power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power because they control the minds of the masses. I want you to think about what I just said, friends. And you also need to understand that if you're not careful, the media will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. I love this topic. We're going to play some audio straight out of the horse's mouth. And, folks, again, spinning new information, giving it to you the way that the spin doctors don't want you to hear it because it exposes them for who they are. And, folks, herein lies the problem in this country. Misinformation. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. We got lots going on over there. Texas gun owners store, the store gun owner posts sign with hilarious warning that gun owners please do not unholster a loaded weapon in our store, and then it tells you why. Pretty crazy stuff. Pretty cool stuff, actually. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Trump pushes universal health care, written by senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Tim Brown. Also, America delights in Carson's honesty on Islam. Of course they do. Because there's someone that's actually standing up and leading the way by telling them the truth, regardless if they like it or not. Well, when he falls in line with the truth rather than the status quo or the narrative concerning the state-controlled media, what that makes him an enemy? Exactly. Now you're beginning to understand how this all operates and how it works, friends. In New York, Pope Francis, check this out, this is some pretty crazy stuff as well, but in New York, Pope Francis embraced Chrislam and laid a foundation for a one-world government. You know what, folks? I got a question for you. Why is it that when the Pope was here, and I'm not picking on the Pope right now, I'm just uncovering him for who he is. Why is it that when he was here, he never mentioned Jesus when he went to Congress and gave a speech? He didn't pray when he went to Congress and gave a speech. He didn't call people to repentance. He surely didn't make reference to God's moral law, because if he did, it would expose himself for his crimes against God, 1 John 3:4. Why is it that when the Pope went to Congress and gave a speech, he did not present the gospel? He didn't call people to faith in Christ. He spoke almost exactly like a modern secular humanist. As well, he spoke as if the world's problems could be solved without Christ. So the question that you have to ask yourself, friends, is exactly who is he representing? I can tell you, he's calling for a new world order, just like the Russians are calling for a new world order, just like Barack Hussein Obama's calling for a new world order, just like the Chinese are calling for a new world order. But what they have to do is they have to create the chaos to bring in the new world order. Folks, and I'm not talking theory, I'm talking fact, AccuJack. Do some homework and you'll find, what I'm telling you right now, friends, is nothing short of the absolute truth, like it or not. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, do check it out as well. Carly, here, folks, listen to this. You know, and I've told you this in the past, and I want to say it again, friends. It's interesting that Carly, I've seen it with an L, Florina or Fiorina, okay? There's an L and then there's an I. Well, Carly turns tables on Planned Parenthood shill, and now she starts calling them fetuses, folks. In other words, what she's doing is she's talking out of both sides of her mouth, and that is a definition. That is the very definition, friends, of what a politician is. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired concerning those that are to represent we the people according to what the enumerated laws of our Constitution dictate. We are a nation of laws, friends. We are not a nation of opinions coming from useful idiots or even politicians themselves. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the most overlooked biblical argument for the God-given right of self-defense, as well. Anti-gunner, here we go again. Hey, folks, I want people again to be aware of the fact that we have rights given unto us by our Creator, and we're not asking for the narrative that the state-controlled media wants to run. We're not going to actually push that anti-gun or that debate message, because you need to understand that debate is nothing more than the state-controlled media trying to upend your sovereignty by gutting the pith and marrow of the rights that God gave you. Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, friends. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, anti-gunner demonstrates exactly what's in his mind in a virtual shooting of Dana Loesch. So check it out. John Boehner, sonsoflibertymedia.com, America's failure. Yesterday we watched some video concerning a Republican who said that two-thirds of the Congress on both sides of the aisle, folks, suggesting that we have three constitutions, not one. Read Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. We have one constitution, folks, not three or four or five. But he had basically said to the American people, we're not going to let them extremists dictate what we do. In other words, those extremists, friends, are nothing more than the patriots, and patriots defined out in Webster's 1828 means to uphold dying law. So those that are actually standing forward and magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic, well, this Republican said that we're not going to listen to those guys anymore. In other words, we're not going to listen to the voice of the law and the masses of the people in this country that are on the side of the law. We're not going to put up with that, and neither should anybody else in Congress concerning the ousting of John Boehner. And folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, America's failure, he is it. And inside information, Mr. Boehner is nothing short of a full-fledged drunk. Just thought I'd share that. That is inside information. He likes his booze, friends, and I think we can pretty much judge him by what he does, because we can judge him for who he is. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Samuel Adams, which just happened to be one of the Sons of Liberty, along with John Adams and Paul Revere and John Hancock and others that you may know. Well, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Samuel Adams said, once they lose their virtue, their morality, their sovereignty to Christ, friends, they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Also wanted to bring you over, friends, to Wesleyan University receives demand to censor veterans' opinion over this. Friends, I want you to understand something. We have rights in this country, and we are not, again, asking the devil for permission to obey God. And this political correctness is nothing short of those that are traitors to the principles in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give us. And by the way, by the grace of God, I ain't moving. Folks, we're going to come right back. I want to ask you a question. Are you outfoxed? Again, are you outfoxed? Well, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day, and equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to give a shout-out to KCOX 1350 AM out of Jasper, Texas, who just picked us up again. KCOX 1350 AM out of Jasper, Texas. We appreciate you. Thank you for your trust. We'll do our best. And, folks, that's not an excuse for, well, we're not actually permitting room for error. We're just simply saying thank you for your trust. We're doing all that we can do. And by the grace of God, we can do more. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be shouting me down, saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, you can be. You got 45 minutes. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, it's interesting because it's been said that the media is the most powerful entity on earth because they have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent, and that's power because they control the minds of the masses. Well, what we say here on the show on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And it's really true. If you read 1 Corinthians 11:1, we follow the Christ here. End of story. Amen. No king but King Jesus. The flag that was flying during the Revolutionary War, we're sticking with that plan. What was the other flag? Appeal to heaven. Amen. And you know, it's also been said, friends, that if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Exactly right. And just to prove the point here, out of their own mouths, folks, it's our job to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Who said that? That was Richard Salent from the CBS News. He's the former president. Back in 1914... Remember what Walter Cronkite, former CBS news anchor, said? He said, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center, you think? Or what about Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960? Not 2015. He said, the New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. Why? Well, let's go over to the guy that's still shouting out and shooting off his big mouth. Richard Cohen, senior producer of CBS Political News. He's still doing it, friends, because the American people haven't taped his mouth shut yet. And by the way, the state-controlled media does not have a right to lie. Keep that in mind. They do not have a right to lie. Exodus 20, the Ninth Commandment, which is based on common law. Read the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. Richard Cohen said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Not what the facts are, friends. No, the subjects and issues that we choose to deal with. Now just sit down. If you're not driving around, put your seatbelt on if you are. If you're not driving around, sit down, because you're going to have to sit down for this information, friends. Because of the state-controlled media and because the American people have tolerated the lies of the state-controlled narrative since the early 1900s in this country, did you know that we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health? And it's permissible. Who told you that? Lawyers destroy justice because they've forsaken the law and ran after what? Gain. Universities destroy freedom through the socialists they call professors. The press destroys information that is fed to you on a global scale, America, and worldwide. We actually broadcast in over 53 countries daily. We live in a country where religion destroys morality. How opposite of what Christ came in to establish. And our banks destroy the economy. But the state-controlled narrative is never to call them out for their crimes. It's to advocate the crimes. Who's this working for? Oh, there's my breath. Are you outfoxed, America? Bradley, what are you talking about? I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Most people already know that the media is bought and paid for from the top to the bottom. And, of course, how couldn't it be when there are only six corporations worldwide that own the networks feeding the people globally all from the same trough, from the same source? And I mean that they are all saying the same things at the same time. I want you to go ahead and take a listen directly from their own mouth. Enjoy. This is the state-controlled media. Listen carefully.
News, economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
These reporters may take some spring out are parroting the same narrative economic factors across the country at the same exact time.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some.
This is for those that don't quite get it yet.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take some spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors may take
all together now nationwide.
Economic factors may
the state-controlled narrative being set on a nationwide basis coming from the same source.
This year.
Economic factors may take some
six corporations worldwide are setting the narrative.
May take some of the spring out of the Easter Bunny step this year.
Economic factors.
Folks, I can go on and on and on, but I wanted you to hear firsthand as to how you get your state-controlled narrative. Just so you don't think it's your own, just your news station that's actually picking it up. No, whatever they're told to do, the useful idiots, they do it. Whatever they're told to do, the socialists, they do it. Making way for totalitarian government. Oh, just hang on a minute. Some networks, such as CNN, even went so far to simply create the news, giving the impression that war was inevitable, when in fact it was completely contrived. Folks, I'm going to put up a brand new piece Friday morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm actually putting a video together right now to expose them for who they are. To expose them for who they are. There's video of CNN in a studio with a green backdrop, talking about how there's a missile attack, and during this missile attack, he was supposed to be over in the Middle East. And all of a sudden, when the take was over, it stopped, and then they were who they really were as they began to laugh as they began to reset the stage or the studio to adjust it as to what you see. Folks, this went on for 10 minutes. Again, I'm going to play the video for you on Friday, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, what's interesting, it sounds much like William Randolph Hearst when he said, "You furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war." Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, let's go back to Missouri, Ferguson, Missouri. Remember what went down there? Remember it was CNN that was pushing the narrative that there was riots, man. They were just out of control and out of hand. Well, the problem is we were talking to people in Ferguson, and they caught the state-controlled media going to large parking lots where they would find a group of 50 people, put the 50 people behind them, and then they would begin to broadcast nationwide and worldwide through CNN of all of the street fights and the rioting that was going on in Ferguson. See, now, while that was going on, we were talking to some individuals in Ferguson saying, right now at my home, we are having an interracial pool party. And he said the Ferguson that CNN is attempting to brainwash the American people with is not the Ferguson, Missouri that I live in. Again, you furnish the pictures and I'll furnish the war. Folks, you need to understand this is how the controlled, state-controlled, bought and paid for, state-controlled narrative is set forth to the American people on a daily basis. They take the pictures and then someone furnishes the war. And the problem with that is that America has enough information to know the difference, but they haven't taken the time to actually pull the curtain back to see who's telling the truth and who isn't telling the truth. And when the truth is told, because they've been so brainwashed by the state-controlled media, they think that's the opposite of what it really is, a lie rather than the truth. Last week I talked about how truth is stranger than fiction. My gosh, America, wake up. Read your founding documents. I'm also going to play another piece here by Amber Lyon from CNN, who recently told the world that she was ordered. She's an award-winning journalist for CNN. Okay, we'll get to that right on the other side of this break. Just hold up. Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist for CNN, recently told the world that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. It's bought and paid for. It's contrived. It's not real. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to play a piece by none other than Amber Lyon herself. Be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Well, you know what, folks? I'm having church up in here regardless. Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933. Final shout-out. Yesterday, folks, again, we got a brand-new system put up. It's called Stack. And when someone calls in, it just starts to line up, and we can see exactly what's going on, where they're coming from, who they are, even what kind of mood they're in. So if you're moody, you're grumpy, you want to contend a little bit, go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday we had some callers again. You called in at the last segment, and I know people kind of get lit for the first 45 minutes. I do understand that, and then they want to be a part of the show. Well, on Saturdays we're on from 2 to 4. That might be a better option for you. But, folks, here's the bottom line. Call in before it's too late, because oftentimes once we start to see the callers come in during the last segment, we just say, you know what, ixnay. We don't have time for it right now. You're calling in too late. 1-866-582-9933. And, again, keep in mind, we're trying to dump as much information on you as possible within the hour allotted to us on a daily basis. So do make your comments quick and short if possible. And if you got more to say than that, well, let's see where it goes. Cool? 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I got a question for you. We're talking about outfoxed. Does the media have the right to break the law? No, they don't. Can you imagine the slander if people would bring lawsuits? Can you imagine the malicious intent brought about by the state-controlled media? And I'm talking about state-controlled outlets, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, so on and so forth. Again, do they have a right to blatantly lie or even sick people on you and your life the way that they did me? Absolutely not. And we responded with a lawsuit, friends. But in America, the American people believe that it's okay for the state-controlled media to lie. No, it is not. They are to be held accountable to the same laws that we are. What happens if you commit perjury in court, friends? You get in a lot of trouble for that. See, the problem is most people believe that we're a democracy and not a republic. We're a republic, friends. Say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'm saying that for the very purpose that many people, 7 out of 10, probably believe that we're a democracy that I have found. when in fact we're not a democracy. In other words, the mob rules. No, that's not true. Again, we're ruled by law in this country, like it or not. It was Fisher Ames, the architect of the First Amendment. I bring that up for a purpose. Read Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. Therein lies the problem right there. Listen to what he said. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, which believe, by the way, which the ignorant believe to be liberty. No, it is not. Natural law teaches us we don't have a right to break the law. The law is the right to do. I'm sorry, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Let's get back over to this. We're talking about outfoxed. And we were just talking about Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist from CNN. I want you to listen to what she had to say, because what she told the world was that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network. She said, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Here's Amber Lyon.
Is they're essentially creating what some people have termed infomercials for dictators. And that's the sponsored content that they're airing on CNN International that's actually being paid for by regimes and governments. I mean, this violates every principle of journalistic ethics, because we're supposed to be watchdogs on these governments. We're not supposed to allow them to be paying customers as journalists.
So what she's saying there, friends, is that Amber Lyon, an award-winning journalist for CNN, is that dictators are actually buying spots on American television. And she said it's the job of a journalist to be watchdogs, to report the facts, not to be bought and paid for. So, folks, we got to get this straight. Again, we need to begin to hold the state-controlled media accountable. Like Amber Lyon, a top journalist from Germany, and editor Dr. Udo Ulfkat, just gone public. This is what it states, friends. He's just gone public with some shocking admissions. He basically admitted that the entire mainstream media is totally fake.
I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public.
Wow, that's pretty telling, isn't it, friends? A matter of fact, folks, check this out. He also talked about how the CIA gets control over all of the major journalists in America today. Here, well, if you don't believe the German journalist, Dr. Udo Ulfkat, then just go ahead and listen to the CIA director himself, William Casey. He said in 1981, this is the director for the CIA in America, friends. He said, "We know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." Let me say that again. This is the head of the CIA. This is the government that you are subjecting yourself to, friends, blindly, might I add, and foolishly. "We know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." William Casey, CIA director, 1981. And other networks such as MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and other mainstream outlets are as guilty as these that have lost all credibility, friends. There's no credibility with these people. And this, of course, includes all of the mainstream media paper outlets as well, because they're all bought and paid for. Now, I'm not talking about the truth seekers. I'm not talking about the outlets that are out there, such as SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. No, there's many outlets that are willing to tell you the truth. As a matter of fact, if that wasn't the case, then why is Barack Hussein Obama and his administration, why are they going after whistleblowers? Why are they going after, friends, those news reporters that are actually telling you the truth? Why are they trying to censor them? Why are they trying to silence them? Because they don't want you to know who they are or what they are really about. And folks, for those that did not know, the New York Times came out about a year and a half ago now, and they blurted the truth out in their confusion when they told the American people that all information that first comes out on Barack Hussein Obama and his administration is first vetted. It is first vetted, friends. Everybody remember Joseph Goebbels, right, under Adolf Hitler? Everybody remember his buddy, Mussolini? Anybody ever heard of Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong or Pol Pot? This is what dictators do, friends, and it is highly illegal in this country to do just that. But they do it. But as long as the American people don't know the difference, well, I guess they can go ahead and get away with whatever you let them get away with, friends. When the truth comes, friends, it demands a response. And most people don't want to respond. That's why they don't want to hear the truth. Well, I got to tell you something. I follow him who makes men free. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. In a sinless state, in a state of holiness, not outside of that, friends, which is the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These men who have no truth in them want you to believe the lies that they perpetuate, that they promulgate, the lies that they mean to establish. Well, let me say it like this again. William Cullen Bryant was right when he said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. And friends, it rises again every day on the Sons of Liberty Media.com because we're not asking for permission to obey the laws of our Constitution. And when the American people get that settled in their heart, I want to tell you something. It's all over for the state-controlled media and their little minions. And minions they are, friends. Well, here's the good news. Well, the good news again, friends, is at least we have Fox News, right? Bang. Wrong. Firstly, the owner of Fox News, his name is Rupert Murdoch. He's an atheist. And I got to say this to Mr. Murdoch real quick. You need to read Psalm 14:1 and Psalm 53:1 because it says the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And I have to reiterate this too. Mr. Murdoch, if there were no God, there would be no atheists. Let me say that again. If there were no God, there would be no atheists. And keep in mind, atheists, what they want to lay out, that is if there is no God, everything has become permissible. Yeah, but they don't realize that the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience, do they? Nope. And that they reap what they sow. No, they don't realize that until after the fact, after it's too late. I don't want to be a part of that club. Secondly, Mr. Murdoch Rupert has partnered with Sharia Prince Al-Waleed bin Tali, who owns stake in Fox, as well as Twitter, CETA Group, ABC TV, and Disney, so on and so forth. And folks, people ask me, why do you always bring up Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28? Because what's happening in America today is perfectly aligned with what we're seeing happening today. In the natural, we're beginning to see God's will be done upon a disobedient nation. And it's called perfect judgment. So when you get some time, do understand that the foreigner will be made the head and that you will be made the tail. Why? Because you rejoice not in keeping the commandments of God, the judgments, the statutes of God to establish righteousness. You've left off judgment, America. That's why crime is running rampant throughout America today. Because, America, you have left off judgment. And the reason you've left off judgment is because you are ignorant of the laws of our land. Remember again, friends, it's not tedious for me to remind you that above the Supreme Court chambers is none other than Moses holding the two tablets of the law, the moral law of God. And what does it say right under him? Justice, the guardian of liberty. And how can you, there's no repudiation there, friends, because we're established on common law. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and
at
wrap it up.
At Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Are you outfoxed? We were talking about how, well, folks, at least there's, you know, a little good news here. We still have Fox News, and then we exposed who Rupert Murdoch is and his new partner, Mr. Saudi Prince Al-Waleed bin Talib. Folks, crazy. Sharia compliance stake owner in Fox News, Twitter, Cedar Group, ABC, and Disney. Sharia compliant. Man, we're hearing a lot about this today again. That's why I bring up Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. Folks, we're talking about being outfoxed here. If you don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed. Let me say that again. If you don't read the newspapers, you're uninformed. But if you read the newspapers, you're misinformed. And I want you guys to understand that we have a documentary. It's about 7 hours long. It's being aired nationwide on Dove Television right now, every Tuesday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. It's called My War. It's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we actually go to these people before we broadcast anything because it's not a bunch of he said, she said here. We want to go to the source. And the reason I'm saying that is because we're talking about the media right now, and I want you to know that a majority of those that report the news have no knowledge from right and wrong. Zero. Nada. Matter of fact, we went to a guy in Minnesota named Don Shelby from WCCO, Channel 4 News, who's since been retired. We asked him a question. How do you tell the difference between right and wrong, Don? Cool guy. He said, if you're asking journalists to be an arbiter to decide differences of morality, he said, you're asking the wrong people to decide differences, friends, of right and wrong. He said, you're asking the wrong people. He said, my job is to determine where fairness and justice is failing. He sticks both of his feet in his mouth. Wait a second. You can't tell me what's right or wrong, but you want to tell me what's fair from unfair or just or unjust? Come on, dude. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. He didn't think it through, did he? You know, most people in this country, going back to Fox News, they think that that is the alternative. Folks, you are completely wrong. Folks, if they're not trying to sabotage a debate by attacking the leading contender in an attempt to hand over the presidency to Hillary Clinton, Megyn Kelly, speaking of Donald Trump, regardless if you love him or hate him, it's the fact that they're willing to work for somebody else when that's not their job in the first place. But this explains why Fox News is attempting to hand over the presidency to Hillary Clinton. I don't think that's faring very well, because it completely backfired when Megyn Kelly went after Donald Trump. But it may well explain, when you know that Fox News is one of the top Clinton Foundation contributors financially. Let me say this again. Fox News is one of the top 10 contributors to the Clinton Foundation. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Fox News is top 10 largest donors to the Clintons. Check it out. Also, speaking of Fox News, for those that thought within themselves or think within themselves that Fox News has got it going on, 40 to 60% of all comments made by the network are completely false. Now, why am I not talking about MSNBC, ABC, CNN, and so on and so forth? Because they have zero credibility already. I'm just trying to show you why your backs are up against the wall in this country today. Fox is also renowned for pulling both sides, as if to say there's a left-right paradigm. Friends, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, because when you're speaking of the left, you're speaking to those that are not ruled by law, and they act accordingly. But Fox is renowned for pulling both sides of the aisle into a debate, only to gut the pith and marrow out of your blood-bought rights. When in fact, what they are debating is unconstitutional and therefore illegal, rendering it null and void in the first place. But if the inquiry minds need to know, here, we'll give it to you. What am I talking about? Obamacare, it's unconstitutional. Therefore, it's null and void. Article 1, Section 8. Gun debate, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. There is no debate. But they want to get you into a debate so they can gut the pith and marrow of your owning a gun to protect you and yours. Abortion. Folks, it's never been legalized. But as long as you think it has been, then they can go ahead and kill 4,000 babies a day in the womb and get away with it. And folks, that's all they have to do after being exposed to 10 videos is just apologize. You know, because we have mob money going on here. We spend, America spends over $1.5 billion every day to support that murder industry concerning the innocent in the womb. On whose authority? They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. We didn't give them the right to murder because God didn't give us the right to murder, nor do we want the right to murder. When we enforce the law, we preserve liberty, friends, not the other way around. But Fox News has you debating abortion. It's not lawful. It's illegal. Why would they debate something that's illegal? Or what about homosexuals getting married? You know, the victims, the ones that are constantly attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them through totalitarian methods. You know, the ones that have the shield in their hand, but they have a spear behind the shield attacking you, America, upending your sovereignty, giving way to Sharia compliance individuals, foreigners that want to implement Sharia law in America, right on the heels of the homosexuals. You know those guys? Why is Fox News debating homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind? Folks, furthermore, going to the fact that God calls this lifestyle an abomination. Over 30 different references in the Bible that condemns homosexual marriage. All state statutes in the United States of America condemn homosexuality. And do go back to the foundation that every state preamble starts out acknowledging, guess who? God Almighty. This is why they didn't want judges in the court, friends. They didn't want those that knew the law enforced against their crimes. And crimes they are. But again, if you didn't know, I guess it doesn't really matter. And folks, as I said earlier, it's not so much what Fox says in many cases that should bother you. It's what they don't say that should bother you. I end with this. David Rockefeller in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991 said this. Listen carefully. He said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, to the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. In other words, thank you for lying to the American people for the last 40 years. David Rockefeller goes on, "It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if it had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in the past centuries." Out of their own mouths, friends. And I end with that great abolitionist from across the pond, none other than William Wilberforce. When he said, "I add America," he said, "You may choose to look the other way, but you can never again say you didn't know. America, your walk is before a just and a holy God, like it or not. And it's time to meet up on his terms. Get back to the good book, because religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society," said George Washington to virtually every school student in this country all the way up until 1962 in the George Washington farewell address.
Well, like you said, you cannot say that you did not know. This whole radio program, throughout the radio program, we've been exposing what's been going on out there and what continues to go out there and the lies in the media. You know what? Turn the TV off. I was just talking with someone today saying, listen, we don't have TV. There's too much garbage on there. We don't do that. Turn the TV off. Open up your Bible. Start paying attention to what's going on in your country and fight for your God-given, not state-given liberties. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing, is fighting on a daily basis to make sure we preserve and restore this United States of America back to its founding principles and the Constitution, going back to the Bible and the Constitution. If you'd like to be a part of restoring this nation, please do help us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new listeners out there, what that means is you support what we're doing on a monthly basis. There are several different levels of membership. You can choose the one that you're most comfortable with and support this work, getting out there, seeking and saving that which is lost. We just came back from Texas last week, doing a bunch of events out there. We're looking forward and to so many events coming up here in the future, all the way to the East Coast, back down south again, and here in the state of Minnesota.
That's right. And the time to actually book, folks, we're about 3 months out. It's 1-866-233-0747. If you're in a college town, I would love to have all of your professors roundabout challenging and contending for the faith. 1-866-233-0747.
So support this work today. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And help us reach more people.
First down 3:18. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. We will talk to you in 23.
See ya. About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You can control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.